he's wearing that.
He's going to wear his favourite boots after all. He's going to wear his boots now, he says.
Yeah. And what time has he got to leave here?
I think it might be a 10:45.
10:45.
Half past ten. Yeah, we'll see. Then we can take your case down to
the station.
So I'm going to take my car home and leave it and meet at the station. Walk to the station. See, I don't leave the car here all the time on the way.
No.
Why, come with us.
Well, I would have done, but I'm a bit late now and can't get the day off now, can I?
Hardly.
Come as far as
battle. Mm-hmm. What's his or the wife at all?
Is the brick going?
Yeah, he's going.
Yeah. He is. Yeah. Oh, you won't forget to get up in the morning.
Your medal.
My medal.
Yeah, you're in the room, the devil's evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are for the presentation. If we get me engraved in the name, I've got some cups in the car.
Have you?
Well, they're comparable, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think the Cadet Forces Association, more than 9440. Well, they've had the Rupert Neville engraved on,
yeah.
But they're going to have the names got on as well. The unit that we're doing that.
Yeah.
When was this done in? Last February, actually. Shoots. It takes them a long while to get the medal through, you know.
Yeah.
And they're going to present these at on the 30th of November. And if we get all the stuff organised, all the cuts engraved and cleaned and polished up and so on.
Then what time do you come back?
Well, this is debatable. We don't know yet. Might leave Bramcote 1700 hours
on
Saturday. Or 1900 hours, 1901 actually, the train. If we leave the lake when we shan't go, that's all 11. Why?
Much before
11 at night.
Well, if you don't leave till 1900 hours, it'll be longer than that.
No, the train from Nuneaton's first stop. His first stop, Euston.
Really?
It leaves, going down, it leaves at 3:05 and it arrives at 1622. It's 87 miles. It's one of his crack expresses, never stop his first stop. One of these new electrics on the London Midland region.
Overhead?
They do about between 80 and 90 all right.
Yeah,
we're an experience on that.
But Colditz is on.
Good. We'll come and look at Colditz in a minute. And then you get an hour and a half coming down here, cross London off taxi and straight down. So I think we catch the 2049. Yeah, just after 11. It just depends.
So you should be back Saturday night?
Yeah, I should be back Saturday night sometime.
Oh, I see.
Why?
I was just...
I need to go for the... if we won't be the brigadier, he should come back till Sunday. But he wants to come back Saturday.
I see.
Otherwise he should stop till Sunday, so...
Yeah.
Come back on the own stream Sunday. But as he wants to come back, you can't bury. As he's the patron, you can't very well. They know. They have seen that there's 1,000 cadets passing out after their first 16 weeks training, and then they do displays after that. But they didn't want to stop to see them all. Because it's his day, actually. It's his Farron day, actually.
Yeah.
He's patron of them, of the junior leaders, you see.
Yeah.
It cost him a few bucks a month because he has to pay for all the... He pays for a party for all of them that pass out, you know.
Does he?
Yeah. I'll go to his lobby.
So, he really Yeah, it really is in his honour.
Tomorrow, yeah. Mm. But he sponsors the juniors. He don't have anything to do. There's another parade, the main parade of the year is a Goshen parade when they pass out completely, having completed their course each year. See, but he's patron to the juniors. Not what they call recruit battery. Mm. He's staying with the recruits battery major tomorrow night. It could not be good because going down and there's a junior NCO laid on to the announce jack, of course, pick Kevin up when he gets there. We've got a staff car to take him to Brownbridge. It's 7 miles from even to the barracks.
Brownbridge.
We have a staff car there to pick the rig up. So I said to Kevin, you'll watch the guard turn out.
Yeah.
We'll do for him, won't they?
Yeah.
He'll have a plate line, don't
they? Yeah.
Well, they have a plate now. They don't have a plate. They have a plate up now. He knew he'd have a flag flying if he was travelling, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he's a one-star gentleman, he'd see a big bit.
Yeah.
And, I said to him, he's bound to get a present.
Yeah.
I don't think they turn the guard out for a car these days, do they? I don't know. It goes on there. It's a long time since I went. I've been in the regular unit for years. Not really.
Have you got to wear a uniform?
No. Silly mess party tomorrow night. This is going to be the thing. Oh, I'll be done as a lot.
You've got Sam Brown?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where's your tea? Oh, you're drinking.
Yes, I'm drinking. No, I don't know. I'm turning the uniform now. I'm retiring. No chance. I don't want to anymore. I can buy a hat though. I've got an old trilby. I've got one trilby. And I went in the cellar because I knew it moved from Milford right to where they said you always seen it. So I had to go into the meeting thing. You can't go on parade without wearing a tip on. And I never wear it. I haven't worn one for years and years. I haven't got one anyway. No, well, I never wear them. I feel like a clown. Never mind. No, I can't wear a uniform. I don't intend to. Sam Brown's about somewhere. Find it somewhere. Anyway, service dress now wouldn't cost you about £100 now.
Yeah.
Why not worry now? I don't know much of the blue and red. The blues cost you about £50 in wartime, if you went to it.
Yeah.
I never went in, probably you couldn't do that. You never worried about it in wartime.
No.
See, I was only wartime commission regular, but when I was at Australian school, I had a lot. Afterwards, it was because they were recommissioned on the OTA reserve list, Z list. That was a pity. I should have transferred when I immediately came down here. You see, what happened in my case, you retire at 55, whatever happens. You see?
Yeah.
But like, if you stay on, you go on a retired list, and you carry on just as if the 2-4, or when you get your thing, you go to the London Gazette and that's it. But I resigned when I left, left half all, because they won't recommission you after 55, isn't it?
No.
So you're only on the five hundred, and I'm not ranked actually. It doesn't make any difference. And if you help me, I mean, I only go out and just because I love doing it. So the days are gone, France, no way, and nearly gone. Anyway, I don't give a monk's really. But you know, there's some of these juniors in the thing, like, you know, it's just, I think it, you know, swinging, bumping, and see, I'm going to drive you. Obviously, they do, don't they? You get a lot of them, they're saying, what the hell with them? I was over at Scotland tonight, it's been a hell of a day tonight. And the poor water on the travel, it was like, you see, you get a difficulty, it's not like regular. They forget. Quartermaster has been a regular. He's a TARA bloke. attached to Woolwich. So he's on his degree, but he's a school teacher. And he's an absolute stick. He thinks that all these boys are military. And he came in, criticism of the weekend, he came on. Well, the CO is a lieutenant. He's a captain. He's a captain. Captain in the TA. And he comes there, he's on detachment. He has to do so many drills with us, you see. And they count as his 40 drills for the TA.
I haven't gone yet.
You've got to remember. You've got to remember that all these boys they've done at the weekend are recruits. They're not even part one. Because he's a signals waller, because he's thinking about the telephones and so on, instead of the boys getting on. And there ought to have been more NCOs and more adults to supervise, because he came in laying the law down tonight. So he might have got a bit kept up. After all, he's a CO. He's a CO of the unit, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he said, it's why could you not mind about this and the other? And they got a couple of drugs. And they didn't come to that. I think they in the office. And then he started speaking to me, and I said to him, look, old son, I'm not nothing in your father's. And you don't speak to see how like that, you don't remember. And I said, just remember that these are youngsters, it's their first weekend ever, it's not that they're putting themselves in way. I said, if you've got any criticism, I said, let's have them in a proper manner, not saying what we're doing, even what we're not going to do. Because after all, none of us in the army, I said, I'm certainly not. I said, no, let's bring him back to a long kill. After all, he's only attached to us to look after the kids, so you tell him to.
Well, they give out their time voluntary, they don't get paid for it.
I said, you say there ought to be more adults, where do you find it? I said, don't you think the adults have done enough now? I said, we're all here, we're all unpaid. I said, we don't have to, we're not all young, so I'm not. I said, is this a thing if you're actually in? I said, none of us are young, you all give up our time. I said, not if they're there with good job.
Yeah.
And he said, that would be all NCO. I said, look, there were two junior NCOs when the sergeant major. And I said, yes, and you were messing about with the telephones there instead of supervising again.
Yeah. I admire the boys for going out, because it wasn't all that warm at the start, was it?
This is what I said. He said, we must learn from future things. I said, look, they're not senior bosses. The first flaming weekend they've been out on their own. I mean, I think they're putting themselves damn well. And the SMI starts on it, but he's frankly, he said, judging from some of the council meetings, I thought it was really good for him. And he came down and I said, what can we do? In the future, we must do this. You see, what Nick means is, he's a killer. Right. They come back from camp. Sunday afternoon. You've got a drill that's all locked up. What do? You've got to put your kit in the canteen to hand back to the TA, haven't you? Well, on Monday night, there's no TA officers there. So what do you do? It's got to stop there till Thursday, haven't it? And, of course, I admit that their boys didn't clean it up. And then the county training team, that's the county cadet training team, number 18 from Croydon, come all the way from Croydon, with a special demonstration for the boys last night. Well, you can't say to them, you stand aside while the boys clean up mess things and so on, they left from the council. So you've got lectures, say, well, it wasn't done until tonight. And he comes storming, I've got one criticism of this weekend trip. One criticism. I've got some mess things and so on, but the grease is going rancid. I laugh across. He said, why weren't they clean? I thought you might have had them cleaned up, Michael.
Monday. So Michael said, you couldn't have them clean up because they can't just get that training team on here. You could have detailed several boys to have done it. They were cricket.
Yeah.
I mean, they take precedent, they would. He said, why was it arranged for these to come on? Didn't you know they were coming? Well, it's calendar on the calendar, then 6 months as well. You know they're coming 6 months
in. Yeah.
It just happened to be cash that, don't you know?
Yeah.
That's what he was making a bit. Don't.
If you get some logic, then don't move your car, and I'll take it over to the